अच्छा नेक्स्ट में हमारे पास है फोटो कांटेक्ट फेशियल मेलानोसिस। फेशियल फोटो कांटेक्ट फेशियल मेलानोसिस इज़ अ टाइप ऑफ हाइपर पिगमेंटेशन ऑफ द फेस विच अकर्स बिकॉज ऑफ द फोटो टॉक्सिक रिएक्शन टू एनी ऑफ द फोटो एक्टिव इंग्रेडिएंट्स ऑफ एनी कॉस्मेटिक्स और एनी केमिकल विच इज़ अप्लाइड टू द फेस। सो इट कैन बी डिफाइंड एज द फेशियल मेलानोसिस एट्रिब्यूटेबल to phototoxic reaction to skin contact with photoactive agents. The photocontact facial melanosis is also known as rail melanosis, melanodermatitis toxica and pigmented cosmetic dermatitis. It is most commonly seen in females who are middle-aged and the predisposing factors are any of the tar ingredients or fragrances or any cosmetic ingredients which are photoactive and as a result of exposure to the light, it results in contact dermatitis and facial melanosis. If we look at the pathology, then there will be liquefactive degeneration of the basal layer of epidermis and perivascular and band-like dermal infiltrate with a resulting in pigmentary incontinence. Later, the epidermis appear normal, but in the upper dermis, the melanophages can be seen along with the intracellular and intercellular edema in the keratinocytes. So basically here, there is pigmentary incontinence and the fall of the melanocytes in the dermis, resulting in the pigmentation in the level of the dermis. So that is why it presents clinically in the form of a grayish brown or brownish gray pigmentation, which develops rapidly over a greater part of the face because it is the part of the body which is mostly exposed to the sunlight. And on the face, it is most intense on the forehead and on the temples. Sometimes smaller pigmented macules, often perifollicular, may extend to the chest, neck and scalp, and occasionally involves the hands and the forearms. Horny plugs fill the follicles and there may be some scaling as well. So the disease course and prognosis is benign, and when there is a removal of the causative agent, there is a gradual improvement of this pigmentation, and the investigations does not involve any specific investigation, but a patch testing can be done to identify the causative agent. For the treatment, our first line treatment is to identify the causative agent and to withdraw it and provide sun protection. The second line is the slow improvement may be expected with the topical hydroquinone 2-5%, which is combined with either glycolic acid or tretinoin. And third line is intense pulsed light.